Our next case is 20-8058 Pine Tree Capital versus BOKF. And for the appellant is Mr. Gaines. You may proceed.
Honors, my name is Richard Gaines. I represent the appellants, Pine Tree Capital, Elk Mountain Inc., Bear Creek Trail LLC, and Bear Trail LLC. I'd like to request to reserve 3 minutes of my time for rebuttal. With the exception of Bear Trail LLC, all of the entities are Wyoming, either LLCs or Wyoming corporations. The district court dismissed the case for lack of personal jurisdiction of the defendants. However, we think that the undisputed facts and undisputed applicable law clearly demonstrate that the district court had jurisdiction and had no basis for failing to exercise that jurisdiction. Supreme Court over half a century ago made clear that ownership interests such as stock in a corporation or membership interest in a limited liability company is intangible property. And the situs of that property can be more than one place, but one of which would be the state of formation. In this case, Wyoming, with the exception of Bear Trail. The law is equally clear and undisputed in Wyoming that interference with the ownership rights or ownership interest constitutes a conversion. And in this case, there had been a continuing pattern of such interference and effectively efforts to take dominion and control of these ownership interests. Another thing that's, it starts with McClintock, who is the receiver for BOKF, which I'll refer to as the Bank of Texas. Bank of Texas has a judgment against Marvin Keith. Marvin Keith is the sole member of Pine Tree Capital. He has no direct interest either through equity or debt in any of the other entities. McClintock, before the second of the two turnover orders was issued, purported to exercise the right to take control of Keith's membership interest in Pine Tree Capital and thereby control Pine Tree Capital. Through that exercise or purported exercise, he obtained confidential bank records of Pine Tree Capital without the necessity or going through the process of a subpoena. That has been a pattern throughout this case. These people have never operated through court process by which their actions could be challenged. That gave him access to the bank records of Pine Tree Capital. Purporting to exercise Pine Tree Capital's ownership rights as sole stockholder of Elk Mountain Inc. and Elk Mountain's ownership as sole member of both Bear Creek Trail and Bear Trail, he obtained confidential bank records of Bear Trail, again without subpoena. Subsequently, they got the second order in Texas, the second turnover order, 2020 turnover order, which purported to direct the turnover of the appellant's assets.
Mr. Gaines, is there a reason why your client hasn't intervened in the Texas state court proceeding?
The reason is quite simple. If we went to Texas, what we'd be demonstrating is the court had neither subject matter nor or personal jurisdiction to issue any order with respect to the appellants. that would still leave the question as to whether or not they had any rights through their judgment against Keith. We wanted a court that would have competent jurisdiction. The only court that had competent jurisdiction to address that issue is the Wyoming courts. That's why we filed the action in Wyoming. We didn't want to go through the cost and expense of something which on its face, that court has neither subject matter jurisdiction nor personal jurisdiction to issue the turnover order against these appellants. Defendants have not disputed that. The Texas law on this is absolutely clear, issued by the Beaumont case by the Supreme Court of Texas, confirmed as the law of Texas by the Fifth Circuit. And that Beaumont court said that a turnover proceeding can only apply to the judgment debtor. There can be no turnover with respect to non-judgment debtors, including any alleged alter ego. If you want to allege an alter ego liability, you must file a separate independent case at which the people can defend themselves and would be entitled to a jury trial. You cannot adjudicate substantive rights in a turnover proceeding. It is that for that reason that the application of Younger and Colorado abstention doctrines can't apply here, because none of the plaintiff's claims can be adjudicated in the turnover proceeding that's going forward in Texas. And no other proceeding exists in Texas other than that proceeding. These entities are not judgment debtors. They were never parties to the case in which the judgment against Keith was obtained. They've never had any transaction or communication with the bank in any respect. So they are total strangers to that case. It is also undisputed that the court in Texas, not only were they not parties to that proceeding, not only were they not served with process in that proceeding, there was not even any attempt to serve them with process or give them any form of notice of the proceedings in Texas, including the application for the turnover order. And that is notwithstanding the fact that they had in the record Pine Tree Capital's address in Wyoming and Bear Creek Trail's address, Bear Trail's address, had they wanted to give notice, they would have had places to give that notice.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot going on in Wyoming, it seems. The tangible property was in Rhode Island or Virginia, wherever the relevant bank was, Bank of New Jersey. I mean, what were the contacts between the defendant and Wyoming that we should focus on?
The only way they could obtain access to those bank records, and this is it was alleged in our papers and never disputed, was by purporting to exercise the right of Pine Tree Capital to get its own bank records. That is the exercise of dominion and control over the ownership interest that Pine Tree Capital had in its own assets. And that the situs of that power is Wyoming. And the interference with that power is a conversion in Wyoming. So that's a purposeful availment. Furthermore, if I put aside all of that stuff, the situs of the ownership interest is Wyoming, and that would give Wyoming in rem jurisdiction to determine who controls and who has the authority to act for Pine Tree Capital. I will also point out that what McClintock purports to do in exercising Keith's membership interest is strictly prohibited under Wyoming Statute 17-29-503. And McClintock stands in no position other than what the bank stands in, a judgment creditor of a member of a limited liability company. And so that any act to for a judgment creditor to collect on his judgment is limited to a charging order. And the assets of the limited liability company and management of the limited liability company cannot be impacted by the judgment creditor. So this action is directly in violation of Wyoming law. It's one of the reasons why they have never done anything that would give a court the opportunity to look at the validity of their action. If they had filed a subpoena to get those records, that would have been addressed in the course of the prosecution of that subpoena. They did not. If they had sought to collect on the judgment against Keith by docketing their judgment in Wyoming and proceeding to collect on that basis, it could have been challenged. There's a reason they've never done any of those things. It's so they could circumvent the law. And that law is, and rights are determined by, and they're all located in Wyoming because that's where these companies operated. They do not operate in Texas. They've done nothing in Texas.
So, Mr. Gaines, going back to the personal jurisdiction issue, and that is the Wyoming court's personal jurisdiction over the defendants here, the bank and Mr. McClintock, are you arguing that the 2020 Texas court turnover order, is that what gave the Wyoming federal court personal jurisdiction over the defendants?
No, it's the acts that they took both prior to and after that 2020 turnover order. The 2020 okay. turnover order was just unlawful, frankly.
All right. You're not relying, though, on the turnover order for your jurisdiction argument, then.
It's the actions they took. They came in and purported to be able to speak and act for Pine Tree Capital. They don't have that authority. There's no adjudication that gave them that authority.
And there was wasn't there was an issue concerning a bank account, Pine Tree Capital bank account. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. Where was that bank account located?
I believe. Well, the bank account is at TD Bank. The bank. Well, they have branches of large parts of the country. Pine Tree opened an account at that bank. The account may have been opened in Rhode Island, but under Pine Tree's name with their address in Rhode Island. The headquarters of the bank is in New Jersey. There's no dealings that anybody had in New Jersey with the bank. It would have been wherever. Well, the manager of the bank the manager of Pine Tree Capital is Marvin Keith, and any dealings would have been in probably Rhode Island. But to get access to that bank account and the bank records, there was a representation that McClintock now spoke for Pine Tree Capital. And that is the conversion. That is the interference. That is the exercise of dominion over the ownership rights of the bank in that account. You know, banks are a strange bird. Most, the situs of most debts would be the location of wherever the debt was created or the owner of the debt. Originally, it used to be in branches. Now it's basically where the bank says it, wherever they handle the records. But the right to that access is the exercise of the ownership interest.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gaines. Let's hear from the appellee, Bank of Texas, Ms. Salisbury.
Good morning. May it please the court. Jennifer Salisbury. I'm here on behalf of the appellees, the bank, and Mr. Thomas McClintock, the Texas State Court appointed receiver. Your Honors, the issues that arise in this case that are before you have been correctly and fairly handled by Judge Skavdal, and the ultimate determination requires no alteration. We request that Judge Skavdal's order be affirmed, and Your Honors, fair play and precedent support our position. This court may affirm Judge Skavdal's order on multiple grounds, but the easiest, simplest, and cleanest is simply that the Wyoming courts do not have personal jurisdiction over my clients, the bank, and my client, Mr. McClintock. And I believe you have to look very, very carefully at the record to see what was actually alleged and what was actually done. First, with respect to the bank, Your Honors, the only thing the bank did was file pleadings in Texas attempting to collect on its judgment against Mr. Keith. That is the only thing the bank did. There's no allegation the bank did anything else besides file pleadings in Texas and to obtain court orders allowing those collection efforts to proceed. Mr. McClintock is the court-appointed receiver, an officer of the Texas State Court, who was granted control over all of the leviable assets of Mr. Keith. The only actions that Mr. McClintock is alleged to have taken were directed towards Rhode Island, where Mr. Keith resides or formerly resides. It's hard to know because Mr. Keith admitted he has no permanent address. The only Mr. McClintock wrote letters and he had communications in an attempt to determine the extent of Mr. Keith's leviable assets. After he wrote letters, after he obtained information, the bank and Mr. McClintock filed pleadings with the Texas State Court seeking to hold Mr. Keith into a contempt and seeking turnover of the wholly owned subsidiary's assets. Mr. Gaines, in his affidavit, admits there are over 400 pages of evidence supporting both that contempt motion and the motion for turnover. And as a result, the Texas State Court entered an order permitting and directing its receiver to levy on the bank account in New Jersey, the boat, wherever it was, and I believe there's also a Range Rover. Those are the only actions taken by my clients.
And so why wasn't obtaining Pine Trees and Bear Trails bank statements, given that they are Wyoming organized entities, why isn't that a purposeful Wyoming contact?
Because those bank statements that Mr. Gaines is referring to are from TD Bank, and we've already established that TD Bank is in New Jersey. So any action to obtain those bank statements, to the extent that's actually alleged here in the affidavits, it's a little unclear in the record, but any action taken by Mr. McClintock would be towards that bank in New Jersey, in Cherry Hills, New Jersey. TD Bank doesn't have any branches in Wyoming. Jurisdiction
has your client commenced any enforcement of Foreign Judgment Act proceedings in any state?
No, sir. The only thing my client, Mr. McClintock, has done is send letters and make phone calls. Within 20 days of the turnover order being entered in Texas, this case was filed. So the turnover order was entered on June 10th, 2020. This litigation was asserted against my clients on June 30th, 2020, 20 days later in Wyoming. In between that time, he sent some letters to the TD Bank in New Jersey. And those
letters. So you have not started any Foreign Judgment Act collection proceedings in any state. Do you intend to do so?
Frankly, we've got to wait and determine what happens here before this court. We're not going to take any actions, foreign actions, while this case is still pending.
Well, I guess that's a
also, Your Honor, I mean, critically, the other thing that's occurred in the meantime is Bear Creek filed bankruptcy in the District of Wyoming. And the primary assets at issue here, the yacht and the truck, are assets now of Bear Creek. And obviously, the automatic stay prohibits my clients from taking any actions against those assets. So both, we're not taking actions going forward, both due to this ongoing proceeding and, of course, because we're not going to do anything to violate the automatic stay.
If you tried to levy the yacht in Rhode Island, would Pine Tree et al. Be able to challenge that action in what state court in Rhode Island?
Yes, I think they could, because that would be assuming that the yacht's in Rhode Island, right? We don't know where the yacht is.
Right.
Assuming we took an action in Rhode Island, I believe that there would then, over the yacht, there could be jurisdiction over my clients in Rhode Island.
And Pine Tree could challenge the alter ego or piercing the corporate veil theory, whatever the theories are.
Absolutely. Also, what Pine Tree can do and what the appellants can do in this situation is they could go to the Texas State Court and ask that that order be set aside. One of the things that's very, very frustrating about this case, and it's not just the personal jurisdiction, it's the fact that the appellants and Mr. Keith have never appeared in front of the Texas State Court. Every time Mr. Gaines explains about why they have such strong arguments that the Texas State Court erred, my question always is, well, go tell the Texas State Court it erred and ask the Texas State Court to set this order aside.
Have they entered an appearance in Texas? I thought they were challenging the jurisdiction of the Texas court.
They have not entered an appearance in Texas.
So are they challenging the jurisdiction of the Texas court?
They're challenging the jurisdiction of the Texas court in this Wyoming action by asking the Wyoming courts to enter an injunction and a declaratory judgment that essentially says that notwithstanding this Texas state court order that's of record, that has not been appealed, that has not been challenged, that they're seeking a Wyoming order which says Mr. McClintock and bank, notwithstanding the fact that the Texas state court order permits you to collect against these assets, you are now prohibited. And this goes to the abstention under Colorado River. Because if you look at what is actually being asserted in the complaint, they're asserting four causes of action against my client. First is a declaratory judgment action saying that they are prohibited from taking any actions against any Pine Tree Capital assets or any of the other wholly owned subsidiary assets, directly contrary to the terms of the Texas state court order. And they're also seeking an injunction to prohibit my clients from taking any actions in reliance upon the Texas state court order. And this kind of ties into the Colorado River doctrine. And this is why Judge Skavdal did not abuse his discretion in saying that this case does not belong in front of him. Because what is being sought here in this Wyoming court's action is contradictory orders, right? What is being sought is an order from a Wyoming court saying you are absolutely prohibited from doing what the Texas state court allows you to do. And that is precisely why the Colorado River abstention doctrine exists. It's to prohibit against contradictory orders, and it's to not have parties creating essentially judicial quagmires by having contradictory orders from 900 miles apart dealing with exactly the same conduct.
But counsel, yes. you started out suggesting that personal jurisdiction is from your standpoint your strongest ground. Just putting it in the conventional minimum contacts type of personal jurisdiction analysis, are you contending that the bank and Mr. McClinic have no contacts, no relevant contacts at all with Wyoming?
Yes. I mean, the only contacts they have is in a Texas state court. They requested and received authority from the Texas state court under an alter ego theory to attempt to collect on the assets of Pine Tree, Bear Creek, and Bear Trail. And the only connection to Wyoming is that those entities happen to be Wyoming. If those entities were California or Arizona or any other state, pursuant to Mr. Gaines's argument, then those states would have jurisdiction.
And it seems like you're doing double talk. You're telling Judge Matheson that you don't have contact in Wyoming, and then you're also telling him that you precisely intend to go to Wyoming and take the assets of Wyoming corporations.
We haven't.
And you'll put Wyoming. All of that without even starting collection of Foreign Judgment Act proceedings. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. Just Texas doesn't have plenary jurisdiction over the entire country.
No. And in fact, if Pine Tree, Bear Trail, and the other entities disagree with the Texas state court order, there is a procedure in Texas that permits parties to make an appearance to challenge the jurisdiction subject matter jurisdiction.
Yeah, all right. Good enough. Excuse me, Judge Matheson.
No problem. How do you answer Mr. Gaines' arguments that both before and after the 2020 turnover order, actions were taken to exercise ownership interests? That's the phrase that gets used, ownership interests over these Wyoming entities. Why doesn't that create some contact with the state?
Because, Your Honor, you have to look at what was actually done, right? And what was actually done is pleadings were filed in Texas. And so those were actions taken in Texas. And after those actions were taken, the Texas state court order permitted Mr. McClintock to seek the leviable assets of Mr. Keith, which were the bank accounts for Pine Tree. And it also permitted him to take action to try to seize the boat and seize the Range Rover. And then the actions taken by Mr. McClintock in reliance upon the Texas state court order were to send letters. And those letters were sent to the East Coast. Those were the actions taken by Mr. McClintock in reliance upon the Texas state court order.
What permitted the banks to give out the bank statements and maybe even some funds from these accounts?
The bank didn't do anything. It was Mr. McClintock who sent letters to the banks. The banks, and I understand, but it's slightly confusing for pursuant to the record. The banks then turned over these records, and the only funds, they weren't seized, they weren't garnished, they were frozen. It was 27 cents out of the New Jersey bank.
And that was over.
It was in reliance upon the state court order.
Over the objection of Pine Tree.
There was no objection. There was no objection.
Did they have notice?
He's challenged the Texas state court. No one appeared in front of the Texas State Court and said, you should not be doing this. Mr. Keith could always appear and say, Texas State Court, you've exceeded your authority. You cannot do this. Pine Tree can appear in front of, make a special appearance in front of the Texas State Court saying, you need to set aside this order. I think one of the things to recognize, though, is the very limited nature of Judge Skovdahl's order. This is an order without prejudice. It in no way prohibits any of the parties from moving forward before a proper and appropriate court over all the parties and the subject matter jurisdiction. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you, counsel. Your time's expired. The case will be submitted. Counsel,
oh, I'm over my time, but I'd like to correct a couple of things if I might.
You can have 20 seconds.
Number one, McClintock got the records before there was the 2020 turnover order with respect to the entities. So he wasn't operating under that when he got those bank records. Number two, the Texas court has never given these entities notice of anything before or after or since, including till today.
Thank you, counsel. We appreciate the arguments. I think we understand where you're coming from on both sides. You are excused and the case is submitted.